Hello, I'm Doug Holmes, Mayor of Summerland, and welcome to the first ever episode of the Mayor's Podcast. Today I'm sitting down with Deputy Mayor Aaron Trainer, and we're going to talk about Summerland Council's priorities for the next 4 years. Aaron, welcome.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for having me.
So this is the third term on council for both of us. It seems like after every election, there's about a million things we need to get started on. Of course, we can't do everything at once, so basically, all of council and senior management sit down, make a list, and prioritize.
Yeah, that's right. And we also have to consider priorities from previous councils. For example, continuing to advocate for the Food Hub project. That has been a priority since at least 2013, four councils ago. Lots of effort has gone into bringing the Food Hub to Summerland, and we are so close. We need to keep it a priority to ensure that it becomes a reality.
The same is true for separating our water system. Prices are skyrocketing for the chemicals we need to treat drinking water, like caustic soda and chlorine. So it doesn't make economic sense to use water from the water treatment plant to irrigate orchards and vineyards. Water mains have been twinned in Prairie Valley and Garnet Valley. Now we have newly twinned lines on Giant's Head Road, and that those need to be connected as well.
That's right. And another example is the organics processing facility. It's been in the works for a while and soon will be producing grade A compost that residents can use in their vegetable gardens. But you know, I would say that the biggest carryover is the rec center. We'll be holding a referendum for a new swimming pool. It's one of our top priorities. But the assessment of the old pool and planning for the new one actually started with the last council.
Yes, of course, there's nothing stopping a new council from putting the brakes on anything started by a previous council. Sometimes that's justifiable, but I think it speaks to the experience and maturity of our council that we're staying the course on so many priorities. We understand that most municipal infrastructure projects require a lot of planning, and they can't be completed within a single term of any one council. A lot of effort and public engagement has gone into our master plans, and we need to start implementing them.
Exactly. It's kind of like all the trail work that we're doing, including Giant's Head Mountain. That is all part of our trails master plan. In the near future as well, we'll also be starting community engagement for Conkle and Cartwright Mountains.
And upgrading Wharton Street and the entrance to Memorial Park, they are priority projects for this council of this term, but they came out of the downtown neighborhood plan that was completed last term.
It sounds like we have a lot of plans, hey?
Well, fail to plan, plan to fail. That's what I always say.
That's true. I think it's also worth mentioning that most of the time, the provincial and federal governments actually require us to have a plan in place before we can apply for grant funding. We have to show them that we are ready to go and that we're serious about our projects.
Yeah, projects need to be what they call shovel ready. Realistically, there are projects on our priority list that probably won't go ahead unless we get grant funding for them.
For a small community, we've actually been pretty successful so far in getting government grants. We've received them for the solar project, the organics facility, Giant's Head Mountain trails, even for upgrading the washrooms at Peach Orchard Beach so they will be able to be used year round.
Yeah, and we're waiting to hear on grants to rebuild the Kiwanis Pier and to extend sewer to Deer Ridge. And knock on wood, we'll get a grant or two for a new rec center.
Hopefully. Either way, now we have all of these good plans in place, and we're not going to let them sit on a shelf. As you said, we have to implement them.
I should add, we're just completing our 20-year road and water master plan. This is the first step to being able to pave more roads over the next 4 years. First up will be Dale Meadows Road and Jubilee West.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting that we are getting started right away on these projects. We heard loud and clear during the election that we need to repave roads more consistently, and we got to stay on top of potholes. Roads are one of those municipal services that people use and they see them every day. So when they're not up to their standards, we hear about it, especially when people are driving to and from work and hitting the same pothole over and over again. I get it.
Roads are certainly a priority, but we also need to invest in the core infrastructure that isn't so visible. We can't be repaving a road 1 year, only to go dig it up the next year to fix a water main. That's where the road and water master plan comes in. When we repave Dale Meadows Road, we'll also upgrade the water main, which is infamous for bursting every winter. We also have to consider the quality of our drinking water in the watershed before it reaches the water treatment plant. So it's a priority for us to assess the risks and undertake a source water protection plan.
And related to water, we also have to keep extending our sewer, which has been a priority in the past, and it has to be again. We need to do this for environmental reasons because we can't have leaking septic fields. It would also, extending our sewer would also encourage more development and investment, especially when we add sewer to commercial and industrial areas around town.
Upgrading our electrical utility can do the same thing. Of all our core infrastructure, electrical is the one that's furthest past its best before date. Sooner or later, we'll need a voltage conversion project to bring what they call three-phase power to the whole community.
Right. And another big election issue that we heard is about affordable housing. I mean, that's an issue around the province. And I think it's important that we keep prioritizing affordability. Right now, we're working with community partners and BC Housing to provide targeted assistance where we can and where is needed. And we're also looking at our zoning. We're going to consult with the community on how to do more infill development. And the downtown neighborhood plan speaks to increasing residential density around our downtown area.
Housing and affordability is probably a topic for a future podcast. In the meantime, we're coming to the end of this one, and there are many more priorities we haven't been able to discuss, like reviewing development cost charges, looking at a hotel tax, advocating for a primary care center, off-leash dog parks, implementing the climate action plan. The list goes on.
Looking at them all together, it is a long list. But I think that we've set some realistic timeframes for starting and finishing each project, and we're prepared to be flexible if needed, so I think it's all achievable.
One thing that could impact the timelines is an unforeseen event like the pandemic, or a major wildfire, or flooding like we had in 2017.
Absolutely. The flooding in 2017 and 18 really set us back. Resources had to be diverted. Infrastructure like roads and trails were damaged. We're really still feeling the impacts of that.
That's why the Climate Action Plan is a priority. We'll have to focus more and more on climate adaptation so that the community can better withstand natural disasters, which are becoming more frequent.
Now that sounds like a topic for your future podcasts.
Absolutely. And by the way, improving communications to the public is one of our priorities. And this podcast is but one example of how we're working on that. Thank you, Aaron, for helping me kick off the first episode of the Mayor's Podcast.
You are welcome. It was fun. Thanks for inviting me. I'd love to join you again. And I also would love to hear any feedback from our community. What do they want to learn more about? There's certainly a lot to talk about.
Yep, millions of things to talk about. That was Deputy Mayor Aaron Trainer. We were speaking about Summerland Council's strategic priorities for the next 4 years. For details of each priority and the different projects we've been speaking about, please visit the district website. I am Summerland Mayor Doug Holmes, and you have been listening to the Mayor's Podcast. Thank you for tuning in.